When you think about it, she is the perfect portrait of a mother's love. But I have never once thought about focusing a Mother's Day message upon this particular mom. I don't think I've ever heard a Mother's Day message about this woman, even though when you read her story, you recognize this is one of the greatest mothers to be found in all of the Scripture. The truth is, her story is one of those that kind of makes you uncomfortable, doesn't it? Even as we were reading the passage together a little while ago, there's something inside of you that kind of makes you squirm. Here's a woman who had a great need. She turned to Jesus for help, and Jesus responded to her in a way that seems uncharacteristically harsh for the Lord. But rather than turning away from him, she responded with genuine submission, her love for her child greater than her ego. And Jesus blessed her and met her need. It's a challenging story to read, but when you take time to explore it, you discover there are some qualities in there about a mother's love that are universal. There are things that I see in this passage that say, this is what it means to be a godly woman. This is what it means to be a godly mother. These are the things you are willing to do to provide and take care of and lead and bless your family. So this morning, for a few moments, I want to take time and I want to learn about what it means to be a faithful mother from the example of this Canaanite woman who came to Jesus one day seeking help for her child, because God has some things to teach you this morning. And the first thing we see is this: a faithful mother is a woman who possesses endless love. We know this is true because this Canaanite woman lived in a culture that had no place for children like her daughter, particularly in the place where she'd grown up. It was obvious to everyone that something was drastically wrong with her little girl. Everybody who was around her recognized she was possessed. She was different. She was not like others. And in those days, it was just commonly accepted that if a child was not perfect, if there was an affliction with that child, then the best thing you could do would be to leave it to die of exposure somewhere and then move on and grow the rest of your family. There just wasn't a place for somebody like that little girl. So everybody around her was saying to her, you just need to let that one go. Just let it disappear. And you can move on to have other, healthier children. But one of the things we see when we look at the story of this Canaanite woman is that their advice fell on deaf ears. She cared too much for her little girl to let her go. There was nothing in her heart that said, I'm willing to sacrifice my child because everybody else thinks that's the right thing to do. Instead, where other people's love might have ended, that's exactly where her love began. And there was one motive that drove her to come to Jesus, and it was love, pure love. Because that's what mothers are like. Mothers are willing to make any kind of sacrifice. They will go to any length. They're never willing to give up. That's the evidence of genuine love. You know that genuine love demonstrates itself sometimes when it's the most challenging thing you can do. Sometimes when everybody around you doesn't understand, that's where love begins. You know, that's different from the kind of love that the world talks about. For instance, today if you decided to sit down this afternoon and you said, you know what, we're going to do something great with Mom. We're going to do something Mom will really enjoy. We're going to gather around the television as a family and we're all going to watch a Hallmark movie. Won't that be a wonderful time for our family? And if you watch that Hallmark movie, you know what's going to happen. There's going to be some people who are going to meet one another. And at first, they're not going to like each other. But then they're going to discover that they love one another. But then there's going to be some great obstacle that comes along. But finally, they're going to find out at the end of the movie that everybody's in love. And it's all going to be fine from this point forward. The time when you finally surrender to love is when all of your problems disappear. How real is that? It's not very real at all, is it? In fact, one of the things you discover is when you love someone, that means there's still going to be some times of real hardship. In the real world, sometimes it's during the hardest times that love proves itself. It's when you keep on keeping on and keeping on and keeping on. You don't say, well, all of a sudden, this has gotten hard. I think I'll walk away. You don't say to yourself, well, this person is not as lovable as I thought they were. I think I'll just separate away from them. Instead, you say, I'm going to keep on keeping on when things get hard. I love the way the Bible describes genuine love because it talks about love that never gives up. Listen to what the Bible says. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice. Rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. What a great description of a mother's love. Love never fails. Love never says, I give up. Love never says, I don't want you anymore. Real love is the love that never stops, even when things get hard. It is committed and it is relentless. And that's what makes a mother's love so powerful. It is a no matter what kind of love that keeps giving of itself, no matter what. And when you look at the picture of that woman in Matthew chapter 15, that's what you find. Here's a mother with a no matter what kind of love. I'm going to take care of my child no matter what. I will love my daughter no matter what. I will always be there no matter what. I will do whatever I have to do. Because you see, a faithful mother believes no obstacle is too great. This Canaanite mother refused to believe that her daughter could not be made whole again. I have no doubt that before she met Jesus, she had been trying everything she could think of, everything she could imagine to help her daughter. She had turned everywhere that anybody suggested, trying to help her daughter. She had gone anywhere she could, trying to help her daughter. She had used up every answer she could find, trying to help her daughter. And when she heard about Jesus, she was determined to seek him out. She would go to where he was because she wanted to talk to Jesus. She had heard this Jesus could make the sick well, could release those who had been possessed, could even raise those who had died back from the grave. If anybody can help my daughter, it's got to be Jesus. So she determined, I will go and I will find him. And all of her friends probably tried to convince her not to go. They probably said something like this. You know, all those stories you've heard were just that. Those are stories. There's no way Jesus could do the things that we've heard about. Besides that, remember this. He's a Jew and you're a Canaanite. Our people don't have anything to do with one another. Even if you go to him, he's going to turn you away. But none of their arguments convinced her. She would overcome any obstacle in an attempt to make her child whole again. Because that's what a mother's love is like. There's no obstacle that's too difficult. There's no challenge that is too big where a mother and her children are concerned. If there's one quality you see in committed mothers, it is this. Mothers have persistent love. Whatever I have to do to be sure my children have the best I can offer, I will do it. I will never give up. I will never back down. I will be there all the way to the end. And so she made her way to where Jesus could be found. And in spite of all of the things she had been warned about and all of the people who had discouraged her, She decided it was time to go, and there she revealed an incredible quality that is so important where Christian mothers are concerned. You see, the Bible says a faithful mother is a woman of deep personal trust. This Canaanite mother made her way to the presence of Jesus, and she cried out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." Don't miss what was going on here, because it's very, very important. She didn't approach Jesus as an act of desperation. She approached him with bold faith. It is astonishing. So many of the folks around Jesus, so many of those who were of Jewish background, they couldn't recognize Jesus for who he was. But when she came, she recognized him as the Lord. She called him Lord. She called him Son of David. That means she recognized this is the Savior. Not only that, Matthew tells us she came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." She came to Jesus as a person of faith. A faith in the Lord. And a faith in Jesus. You are God's chosen one. You have been sent to save. You can save my child. So this Canaanite mother reminds us, one of the most powerful people in all of the world is someone who trusts the Lord in every circumstance. Not only was she unwilling to listen to those who discouraged her, she recognized, my faith is leading me one place, and that is to the feet of Jesus. And I will come to him because I trust him to do what needs to be done. Faithful mothers are committed to bringing their children into the presence of the Lord. They bring their children to the Lord through their faith, through their prayers, through their commitment, most of all, through their persistence. I have a vision of who I want my child to be. I want my child to be whole. I will trust Jesus to help me. Women of faith are women who never stop seeking God's blessing on their children. If I ask you this morning, as Christian moms, do you pray for your children? Do you lift them up to God? When you know the needs that are going on in their lives, do you lift them up and ask the Lord to help them? Maybe the real question is, and when do you stop? I mean, do you pray for your children till they're 10 years old? Do you pray for your children till they graduate from high school? Do you pray for your children until they're done with college and they're off on their own? When do you stop? And the answer's plain. I don't. I don't. As long as they are there, and as long as I recognize their needs, and as long as I am able, I will pray for my children. I will be persistent in lifting them up to the Lord. And there'll never be that time when I will say, well, I've done that enough. I think I can stop now. Then the Bible tells us this, that a faithful mother displays rich humility. It really is shocking the way Jesus responded to this young mother when she came and she said, here's my problem, here's my need, here's my child. And Jesus responded in that most unexpected way. He said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You're not one of my people. Later he declared, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. That just doesn't sound like the Lord, does it? That doesn't sound like the Jesus that we see revealed in the Gospels. Where is his compassion for a broken heart? Where is his compassion for a hurting mother? Was Jesus rejecting this young mother in her need? Was he really telling her, some people are just not worthy of my help? No. What Jesus was doing was testing her faith. I want to know, just how far are you willing to go in your hunger to bless your family? He knew she would respond in one of two ways. Pride would declare, if you won't help me, then I'll do it myself. I don't need you. I can go away and try to handle this another way. Jesus, just forget about you. Humility would respond, Jesus, you're the only hope I have. I've been everywhere else I know to go. I've done everything else I know to do. You're my only hope. So she responded with deep humility. Yes, Lord, yet even little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. You're it, Lord. I need you. And I'm not going away. I'm going to keep trusting. I'm going to keep asking. I'm going to keep believing. Godly mothers all understand this woman's heart. Lord, I can't make it without you. I can't lead my children without you. I can't bless my family without you. I can't help them without you. I'm laying my needs out right in front of you, Lord. I surrender all. Women of great faith are women of deep surrender. There's no pretense. I can't do this without you, Lord. There's no pride or arrogance of heart that says, I'll do you a favor and trust you, Jesus. There's only submission. Only you can help me. Please help my child. And that faithful mother received the Lord's blessing. And Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. Desire is a loaded word in this passage. It means the thing you hunger for with everything that is in you. Desire doesn't mean casually interested. Desire doesn't mean, or else I'll do something else. Desire means this is the one thing that I hunger for with all of my heart. It is the deepest longing of a soul. And Jesus did exactly what he told her he would do. Let it be as you desire. And the Bible says this, her daughter was healed from that very hour. That moment, Jesus stepped in. He heard her cry. He saw her faith. He recognized her humility. And he met her need. And she took her child home, restored by the power and the love of Jesus Christ. So, mothers, let me ask you a question this morning. What do you want to ask the Lord to do for your family? Now, let me take it a little deeper. How would you respond if he said to you, let it be to you as you desire? what would that desire be? Husbands, what do you desire for your wife? Children, what do you desire for your moms? Are you willing to trust the Lord no matter what? Because that's the call. A Canaanite woman came to Jesus one day with her little girl. She said, "Jesus, you're the only hope I have." And she discovered Jesus was the only hope she needed. And that's true today. Jesus is the answer to the deepest desire of every heart. So my question to you today is, what are you asking the Lord for more than anything? You may be here today and you're not a believer. There's never been a time when you have said to Jesus Christ, "I surrender all." Maybe today is the day for you to be saved. If so, in a minute we're going to stand, we're going to sing an invitation hymn. You come where I am. You just come to me and I will introduce you to the Savior. It would be my greatest privilege. Or maybe God's calling you to be part of what He's doing in this fellowship and you just want to bring your membership to this place. Or maybe there's something you need to bring to Him. The same way that woman came to Jesus and just say, "You know what? Pray for me. Here's my need. Here's my desire. I need you." Is there something you need to do? We're going to stand. We're going to sing an invitation hymn. If God's speaking to your heart, you come. Let's stand together. Let's sing. It's been good to be together in God's house this morning. Mothers, we really are grateful for you to remember to pick up all of our ladies, pick up a gift on your way out today, just a way of our church saying, "We love you, we're praying for you, we're lifting you up." And then you spend this afternoon and evening making moms feel special. It's going to be a good afternoon for all of our mothers. Let's bow together for a closing prayer and then one last song. Father, we do thank you for the example that we see of a woman who is willing to do anything to bring her child to Jesus because she knew that Jesus was what she needed the most. Help us, Lord, to follow that example as we love one another and we lift them up. And we ask you to help us to serve you and love our moms today. In the name of Jesus. Amen.